Official consulting hours are between 8 and 5 every other Thursday.
I did one just a couple weeks ago called Thursday.
It's Thursday!
I'm sorry, it's Thursday.
Thursday is way too close to the weekend.
I just happened to make my weekend plans on a Thursday.
Thank you very much. I'm here till Thursday.
It's the Morning Crew on Rock 104.
Come on, y'all. Welcome into the Fortress of Attitude. Yeah, it's Thursday. 18th of April, this is the Morning Crew Radio Show here on Rock 104. As always, we're up and streaming as well at rock104fm.com. Maybe you've listened in through our free app, or you've told Alexa to play us. Thank you so much for doing so and allowing us to be a part of your day. You can be a part of ours at 545-ROCK or 649-ROLL. Want to text in? More than welcome to do so. Also at 545-ROCK, all those numbers are area 601. You can email us, morningcrew at rock104fm.com, or check us out on the social media platforms. Weather-wise, as we get this Friday Eve rolling, a little bit on the foggy side in parts of the area, so you might want to take that into consideration when you plan your morning commute. Stay mostly cloudy once again here today with temps in the mid-80s across all of South Mississippi. It's 66 in Laurel. Cloudy and 65 in Hattiesburg. I'm Tom Colt. Over there, the hardest working man on the radio today, Mr. Flying Ron Hicks.
Hey now.
And that one over there, that one's John Lamar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ready for... Okay, making sure. Friday Eve.
Yes, it is Thursday. Yes, yes, it is.
I'm ready for the weekend.
Are you? Yeah.
I'm working for it.
Uh-huh.
Everybody should be.
I'm ready for the Summer Olympics. I forgot they were coming up, and now I want them here.
You know what? I don't mind the Olympics. I'm more of a Winter Olympics guy.
Yeah, because you like the hockey, the curling.
I do. I like to see them slide down them hills on the sticks.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
But I like the Summer Olympics, too. There's a few sports I can check out and enjoy.
There are some I just don't get.
Yeah, there's some I don't. There's a lot more that I don't like in Summer Olympics.
How do you not get them?
I dancing with a ribbon doesn't really.
Rhythmic gymnastics, I think, is what you're referring
it's,
to.
It's really it's just dancing with a ribbon.
It is an expression of grace and poise and control.
Also, a good way to fight off bees. Got you one of them little sticks. Disorients them.
See, I think the ribbon, at least it kind of looks cool. They do funny squiggles with it and whatnot. There are other options when it comes to rhythmic gymnastics. The ball is the weird one to me.
One of these, is it like one of those big old exercise balls?
No, they dance around with essentially a bowling ball. It's a big, heavy ball.
Oh, okay.
I'm unfamiliar with that.
You never seen this?
No, is that in the Olympics?
Yes. Yes.
And yet we can't get baseball in the Olympics.
Well, they already have a World Series.
We can dance around with a ball, but we can't put baseball in the Olympics.
It's the same reason they don't have soccer in the Olympics. There's already...
No, they have soccer in the Olympics.
What? The World Cup.
No, there are soccer in the Olympics.
What? I think you're making that up.
No, I believe there is soccer in the Olympics.
I don't think you're right. We'll see.
I may be wrong. Now you got me doubting myself.
American football is not.
No, American football is not. I don't believe rugby is. Or Australian rules football.
Well, hardly anyone plays that.
What's your favorite Summer Olympic sport? To watch, not play.
Probably swimming.
Really?
Either that or the decathlon.
The decathlon used to be interesting to me. I don't know. Maybe Caitlyn Jenner has now ruined that for me. I'm not really sure.
Too soon.
Well... maybe basketball?
Really?
I guess there is football in the Olympics now.
Yeah,
football.
There's soccer, sure.
I guess mine would be women's beach volleyball. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, I actually really enjoy that event because we had we had that duo of ladies.
Oh, yes, we did.
It was like Misty Trainer or May Trainer. I forget her name, but two women.
Megan Trainer.
Yeah, I don't think it was her. They won like 900 matches in a row.
Yeah,
they went undefeated for like 10 years or something.
They were something to see.
Yeah, one of them was like a beanpole, and the other was thick with two C's, I guess is how you put it.
Had a little something extra.
So, I guess the Summer Olympics are coming up.
When do they officially get kicked off?
It's, what, late July?
That sounds right to me.
We're getting close to 100 days out. I know they're making a big deal about it over in Paris. which is where the Olympics will be held this year.
Like watching that 10,000 meters, you know?
Yeah, that's people where they go 10,000 meters.
They
yeah,
just they run around the stadium until they don't run anymore.
And like the same country wins every year.
What's the one where you run a little while and then you got to get on a bicycle and then you shoot a gun?
That'd be the triathlon.
Is there a gun?
I don't think the gun is a part of it. You're thinking of the.
I'm thinking of the biathlon scheme.
This one is where you ski down a hill.
Well, shoot a gun.
They do like a triathlon where they bicycle, they swim.
Yeah, and it's,
or they swim, bicycle, and then they have to run like a full marathon.
Something like it. Yeah, it's wild.
The fact that anybody can do that is amazing.
Or would want to.
Right.
Or you go to like Hawaii where they do the Ironman triathlon, where they're doing all that, and they're swimming in the ocean. I mean, it's not like in a pool or in a lake or what. They're in the ocean.
Sharks.
Yeah.
Jellyfish. Right. Tides.
You think they clear waves. The sharks out?
Clear them.
They like a guy ahead in a boat that's like, you
get
know.
Get on out of here.
Yeah. Just smacking the water.
It
probably is something like that, like a buoy that you drop under a boat that spooks them with noises.
Sounds like more like a dinner bell.
Which is probably not what you want sharks to hear when you've got men in the water.
Not ideal.
Looking like seals.
And we've lost Swiss Snack from Switzerland.
Looks like we got some more shooting going on in the Hub City.
Come on now. Don't tell me that.
Got another murder investigation going on.
Somebody got killed?
Yes. Early yesterday morning, Hattiesburg police discovered the body of a woman lying on a sidewalk near an apartment complex.
Just out in broad daylight?
Well, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, so it wasn't actually broad daylight, no. HPD crime scene unit was brought in, confirmed the 29-year-old woman had been shot, pronounced dead at the scene. She was later identified as Josie Windham. Authorities did take a suspect into custody. His name is Julio Pineda. The 42-year-old's been charged with one count of first-degree murder. Investigators say the incident appears to be domestic in nature, adding, though, that their investigation does remain ongoing.
If they think it's domestic, then they probably have a suspect?
Yeah, they've arrested somebody. Julio Pineda.
Oh, sorry.
Not really listening, are you?
Well, I thought maybe that there was... They didn't charge him with anything yet, so...
He's been charged with one count of first-degree murder. I read that as well.
I'm just trolling you at this point.
Well, glad they got a guy. That's quick turnaround.
Well, domestic, right?
Yeah, they kind of had an idea, I guess, pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly. Let's see what else we got here for you. Let's give you some good news, shall we?
Please.
Following concerns about the condition of Mason Park, the Laurel City Council has given the go-ahead to apply for a grant to help pay for some of improvements there.
Splash pad.
You live in Laurel. What's the deal with Mason Park? Have you been dissatisfied about the conditions there?
I think they had that. Well, they had a playground there, and I guess it fell in kind of disrepair, so they took it out.
Yeah.
And
play with the trees,
basically. Well, they also have drainage problems where whenever it rains heavily, you got erosion problems, and then you got some flooding going on.
Which park is this?
Mason Park.
I know, but give me a location.
Day in the Park.
Yeah, okay, I figured. Yeah.
That's where that's held. That's Mason Park.
I can see why you would have drainage issues there.
Yeah, it's very hilly, and it's got kind of a creek that runs through the bottom of it there.
It's pretty much at the bottom of a hill.
Yes.
It's in a valley.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Laurel officials say the $200,000 grant coming from the Mississippi Department of Wildlife and Fisheries and Parks will also have to be matched by 50% by the city. It's hoped that a new playground can be built. They can fix some of those drainage issues and even add cameras that Laurel police can monitor because there's been some ne'er-do-well activity going on there in
Stop
the Mason Park.
Stop all that weed dealing.
Mm.
Is that right?
The city is now in the process of applying for that grant money.
Never considered myself much of a parkman. However.
off to Mecklenburg County, North Carolina, where we go. Find a woman who is suing the city of Charlotte after slipping on a sandwich at the Charlotte Douglas International Airport.
Wow, where was she walking?
Well, the unidentified woman slipped on the sandwich after exiting a flight back in November of 2022. She had to undergo painful tests, medical procedures, and extensive rehabilitation due to her injuries.
Good gravy.
Yeah.
That sounds like somebody, another traveler, you know.
Well,
tossed a sandwich down.
If it was her sandwich, I don't think she'd have much of a case.
Probably something along the lines of why she's suing the airport, the fact that maybe it wasn't cleaned up in a timely manner.
Yeah, you got to put one of those yellow signs up.
Yeah.
You know?
Sandwich zone.
Cuidado, piso mojado, mojado. I will tell you that once you get past the bread, there's a lot of slippery parts of a sandwich.
Sure. Especially if it's like got mayonnaise or chicken salad.
Soggy lettuce.
Yeah. Oil and vinegar.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Those tomatoes, pickles. Pickles can be very slippery.
It's a shame they didn't have like a rustic rye on there. Good crunchy bread, give her some traction.
Come fly through the Charlotte Douglas International Airport. Our sandwiches are all now traction available.
Yeah, you know what? It never would have happened if you'd been on that, you know, flat escalator thing.
Yeah.
The conveyor belt.
Oh, the people mover.
Yeah, the people mover. Doing your own walking in an airport, Bush League.
Sandwich would have been in front of you. You would have been trying to catch it.
Come here.
Almost there. Ooh, you're a fast one.
Like a metaphor for heroin addiction. You're never going to catch it.
But just people watching an airport sometimes is fun with that kind of thing.
Yeah, a guy chasing a sandwich.
Or you see people, you kind of catch them out of the corner of your eye, and they're walking, but they get on the people mover and continue walking. So now they look like they're like $6 million man walking,
my
power
goodness.
Walking. Gee, man.
And it's so casual. I love looking at the amazing range of what people consider appropriate attire for flying nowadays. Like, look, man in suit, cashmere coat, leather gloves, really nice carry-on bag, woman in sweatpants, curler still in hair. Both can be seen at your local airport.
Well, I wasn't planning on being out long.
Brian brought this to my attention. We had UFOs last night, or at least a UFO last night over the Pine Belt?
Yes. UAP.
Yeah, you don't say UFO anymore.
Oh, okay.
Unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Yeah.
Yes, over the skies of the city beautiful, America's hometown.
I see some people posting on Facebook that they saw it near State Line, too.
Has anybody checked on Ben and Aaron? Because if they were abducted, this world will not survive.
But aliens never really abduct important people.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's always the scuzzy weirdos.
It almost makes you think they're lying. Because if I were an alien,
right,
wouldn't you want, like, one of the good ones?
Well, you don't want anybody that...
going to call attention.
When you drop them back down, people are going to believe.
That's a very good point.
I mean,
Ben Napier comes back down saying, I got abducted by aliens.
People are going to go, oh, wow.
Well, there you have it.
That's true.
There are aliens.
Right. Yeah.
Man, that's a good point.
So, kind of spooky.
But yeah, that really happened. That was on the Mississippi Hot Topics Facebook page, so you know it's real.
Some of the comments are great.
Yeah, you can see that. Like Tommy Tuberville tells people, I got abducted by aliens. You're inclined to think that he at least believes it.
I got abducted by aliens. War Eagle.
was that the alien's name, sir?
It was not. War Eagle.
It was not.
Why do you keep saying that?
Did they implant something in your head? Not that I'm aware of, War Eagle.
So, yeah, keep your eyes to the sky.
Yeah, that's kind of... They furnished a picture there on the Mississippi Hot Topics Facebook page. And by the way, that's Topics, spelled T-O-P-I-C-S, not T-O-P-I-X.
Yes, because...
Because there's another Facebook page that is that, and it doesn't have any UAP on it. So.
Also, don't go to Hot Topics in the mall. Thinking you're going to find some UFOs in there.
You might encounter aliens, though.
Also get you some good deals on some ghost t-shirts. So, yeah. Aliens in Laurel.
I recently gave The Ghost a listen for like the first time ever. Must be an acquired taste.
You're probably not in that target demographic.
They are theatrical. Yeah. I'll give them that.
They may be aliens too.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Do you guys believe there are aliens?
Well, yeah.
The aliens
Mississippi
amongst
Hot Topics has photographic evidence of UAPs in the skies above Law.
I do like the one person who said, kind of looks a little bit like the magic bus. You know, the...
A little bit.
The what was it, for Ms. Frizzle? Yeah. The magic school bus?
Magic school bus.
Yeah, it looks a little bit like that.
Oh, class!
Well, 33% of people believe that aliens are living among us in disguise.
Really?
Like they have invisibility cloaks?
Well, or they just are able to...
Reptilians. They look like peoples.
Yeah. They're like able to... They're like chameleons.
Like
they're
when it feels like somebody's in the room with you, it's an alien with an invisibility cloak.
I think more and more that they think that they're just disguised.
Yeah, the problem is...
Oh, like a they live situation.
Yeah, because if they were invisible, they couldn't pick up anything without drawing looks and gawks.
Why is that coffee cup over there just floating?
That's a significant step above just thinking there's intelligent life out there. Mm. Like, you know, there's aliens don't exist. I don't know. Aliens exist. And they visited. And they're currently here in disguise. That's like the top of the alien belief pyramid.
41% of people disagree with the idea that extraterrestrials may be walking amongst us. So 33% believe yes, 41% disagree. I guess everybody else is kind of like, maybe. 53% of those surveyed believed in the existence of aliens.
There's a border joke here I'm not going to make.
And 39% of people think that their current boss may be an alien.
You know what? Sure does explain a lot.
Dude up in Stringer, Jasper County.
Oh, Lord.
Got arrested on drug charges. He's had his bond set. Devin Dyer is his name. Devin was arrested by Jasper County deputies along with the assistance from the Mississippi Bureau of Narcotics. The 20-year-old taken into custody following a search warrant execution on a residence on County Road 1511. Dyer was charged with possession of a controlled substance while in possession of a firearm as well as possession with intent to distribute. I believe he had, most of it was marijuana, but he had some other pills there too. Bond set at $75,000.
Where was his residence at again?
It was County Road 1511.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Jasper County refuses to name a road. It's unbelievable. Just ain't going to do it.
It's just their style.
Yeah. 1224-1.
Jones County, just south of Jasper County, they'll name the road after whoever's living on it.
Which makes sense.
It does make sense.
That's like when your address is 1411 County Road 221. It's like, come on, man. What are we doing here? Just literally, just look around. Name it anything. Dead Armadillo Road. Gravel Drive.
I like it.
Dire Drug Road.
Wow. Alleged.
Alleged.
It's a little
tire truck.
It's a little wordy.
Just saying.
Well, I mean, we do. In Laurel, are you familiar with the little road that's a dead end that's right behind the Kroger? Dirt Pit Road?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I always like to have that address. 4275 Dirt Pit Road.
Not great for your self-esteem.
No, it really isn't. If I lived there, I'd say, can we change the name of my street, please? Nothing else, just for property values in case I want to sell this place later on.
I like it. It keeps people away.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Because you think, what do we go down this? Just going to be a dirt pit at the end of the road.
That's how you get Chainsaw Massacred.
Can't we go with Soil Pile?
No, it's dirt pit.
It's hard to say. Soil pile road.
It is kind of, isn't it? Let's see. What else we got here? The cause of a Tuesday night crash that left one critically injured in Jones County remains under investigation. Authorities say that single vehicle wreck happened on Highway 15 at Landrum Road, where a Chevy Camaro left the highway, hit several trees, came to rest upside down off the roadway. First responders had to use hydraulic extrication tools to free the driver, who was the only occupant of the car. Oh, we got this. We don't have a lot of stuff out of Copiah County. It's kind of not really in our wheelhouse as far as news, but this is interesting. Sad, but interesting. Following the discovery of a body of a missing man in Copiah County, authorities have a suspect in custody. They're searching for a second suspect. On Monday, an MDOT crew came upon the burned body of Billy Ray Jones Jr. on Highway 472.
Oh, man. You want to talk about a Monday.
I know, right?
For that MDOT crew, that is not a way to start the week.
Copiah County Sheriff Byron Swilly says they've arrested Matthew Nelson. They've charged him with murder and kidnapping. Sheriff Swilly adds that they're still on the hunt for a second suspect, a guy by the name of Tyrell Bridges. They consider him armed and dangerous, and once he's captured, he will also be charged with murder and kidnapping.
Once again, another like quick turnaround. Not a lot of legwork.
No, right?
To get a suspect.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I guess.
Well, good job for the
people
law
had info, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Brian, I try to get you some of these side gigs, side hustles, dream job from time to time.
Tax-free cash is what I'm looking for.
This is not going to be for you because you don't qualify for this.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
Okay, well, Finance Buzz is going to pay someone $1,000 to watch all 9 Star Wars movies for the first time.
Oh, yeah, you got me.
Yeah.
But I was messed up during a lot of them. So it'll be like watching it for the first time.
Loophole it.
Like 2, I was hammered during 2.
Yeah.
I was hammered during 3.
Okay.
Slept through most of 2.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about episode 2.
Episode 2.
The fifth movie, but episode
2.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I was hammered when he got set on fire, though, in the lava.
Okay. Darth Maul.
Vader.
Oh, Vader. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Darth Maul gets cut in half.
That's right.
And that was in the first one.
Yes. Anyway, Finance Buzz is going to pay someone $1,000 to watch all 9 Star Wars movies for the first time.
Oh, that's so many.
Their job ad reads, quote, "We're looking for someone who's brand new to the franchise, a first-timer to the Force, a true young Jedi to rate and evaluate the saga from an outsider's perspective."
How are you going to find anyone over the age of 17 or 18 who hasn't seen at least one Star Wars movie? Also, there aren't 9 of them.
I tell you what, it would start out.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
How are there 9 of them?
There's three different trilogies.
And then Rogue One, and then Han Solo.
Well, there's the branching off ones, but there's
those are Star Wars movies.
Well, yeah.
Oh, you're saying that there's more than 9.
Yeah. Way more. Yeah, there's 12.
Yeah.
Well, it would start out really easy for the first 3 hours. And then it's pretty much all downhill from there.
It says, "We'll use our Wookiee Rookies analysis for an upcoming story on the franchise in exchange for your 25 hours and 7 minutes, which is the length of episodes 1 through 9 of movie watching. We'll pay you $1,000 for your efforts, plus $100 to cover the cost of streaming, snacks, or a lightsaber."
Why would you need a lightsaber?
Well, they're leaning into the whole Star Wars.
It's better to have it.
Yeah.
Not need it.
Also, exactly. I'm quite certain that those lightsabers are about $400 to $500.
Well, it'll go a little ways.
I'm just trying to think which would be the most grueling trilogy to get through. The George Lucas ones from 2000 or those new ones that Disney made?
By far the new ones.
You think?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. They kill Han Solo.
Spoilers!
Oh, give me a break. The movie's like 5-6 years old.
By the way, applications, in case you are interested or know someone who is, they're due by May the 4th. Pun is completely intended in that.
Big Country texted in, he would be eligible for this. He has not seen any of the Star Wars films.
Well, so. Country, there you go, brother.
You might want to jump on that, man.
I mean, when you're out in the desert plains of West Texas sitting there doing nothing, like listening to this radio show, you could be watching a Star Wars movie.
They're not even letting you watch the best one since Empire, which is Rogue One.
Yeah, by far.
Yeah.
It's really the only bearable one, quite for me. I'm not a big fan of Rey. She's what you call a Mary Sue.
I really wasn't a big fan of Luke Skywalker. Thought he was a whiny little brat. I'm glad he lost his hand.
Spoiler!
Sorry.
1985.
From around the world, around the country, around your block, and up your alley.
Yeah, it's time once again for the news not making the news. Story number one this morning. We actually go to outer space for story number one. We had aliens earlier. It's kind of an unintentional running theme this morning. Elizabeth Garcia, the late Elizabeth Garcia, her ashes, along with her cat's remains, were recently sent into space in an emotional tribute. A space memorial company scattered her ashes above Earth at an altitude of about 100,000 feet. Friends and family were able to witness the event as it was captured on camera, fulfilling Elizabeth's final wish. Wouldn't it be fun if the cat actually was named Major Tom?
It would be neat. It's a good cat name.
It is a good cat name.
There are many good cat names, but that is pretty top shelf.
Meow, meow, meow.
Well, we've all seen that poster, you know, back in the grade school days. You have the cat with the space helmet on, you know. Reading will take you to a world of adventure. Did you have that one?
I did, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Something about cats in space is very appealing to people.
It's fun.
Meow. Meow.
Now that I say that,
meow,
I think...
Meow, 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 meow.
Isn't there a movie all about that?
Meow. Meow.
Yeah. Cat from Outer Space is a real film, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a thing someone thought of.
Was Sandy Duncan, Ken Berry.
Yeah, it was a Disney movie, if I remember correctly.
Swept the Oscars that year.
I don't believe that's the case.
More popular than E.T. It's true.
A little more cuddly than E.T.
Yes.
Didn't it talk without moving its mouth?
Well, yeah, they didn't have the technology then.
It telepathically talked.
Couldn't they just have a string on its, like, you know, tape a string to its bottom lip?
Cat ain't gonna tolerate that.
No? Mr. Ed's down for it, but a cat's not gonna play ball.
No,
cat. You're lucky the cat even cared at all to be even being filmed.
You can train a cat, right?
Sort of.
So this would have been a movie cat.
You know how they are? They'll recoil? Do the back it up and recoil thing if they don't like something?
Classic. Oh, yeah. Who could forget that?
So, yeah.
Either Brian was doing an impression of a cat recoiling or Joe Cocker. I'm really not sure which over there.
Cat roll me a little. All right, let's go to Australia.
Good boy.
Right.
It's a pretty impressive day there in Australia. An Australian man, he took a 900-pound pumpkin named Toramound. It's the name of the pumpkin, not the man.
The pumpkin's been named.
Right. Okay. Turned it into a boat and paddled down the Tumut River with it. Because why not?
There ain't nothing else to do in Australia.
Fair.
You're alone. You fight a kangaroo or sail a pumpkin. That's it.
Bit by some sort of venomous snake. Eaten by a salty.
Yeah, it's either like get venomed by something, drink a beer, grow a pumpkin, or I don't know, go off-roading. Or fight a kangaroo. Sorry, forgot about the obvious one. Mark Peacock, by the way, is this guy's name. He grew the award-winning pumpkin, and his friend Adam Farquharson asked if he could have it after the Royal Easter Show. So, Mark Peacock is not the guy that did the paddling. Adam Farquharson is. That's a crazy name. Farquharson. So, Farquharson. arson. Adam hollowed out the pumpkin and christened it Cinderella, which is weird because it already had a name. Tormound.
Well, the pumpkin was Tormound. The boat is Cinderella.
I guess that's fair. That's a good point. He paddled downstream for about a mile while 1,000 people came out to watch him. So the idea there's nothing to do in Australia is clearly accurate. Like, they had so little to do, they watched a guy paddle a pumpkin for a mile.
What's all this, then? All right. This is a good show here. That's how you do it right there. Good on you, mate. Good on you. Look at it. What form?
Ought to use the keg of Foster's.
Very good. Speaking of drinking.
Yes.
And you know what? We're going to stay in Australia.
Crikey.
A 69-year-old retiree from Down Under recently visited 120 pubs in 24 hours. David Clarkson officially broke a Guinness World Record. Witnesses and an adjudicator were present throughout to certify the record. He beat the old record by 21 pubs.
In case you're curious, that's 5 an hour.
So I guess it's you dip in, you get you a pint, knock it back, on to the next one.
Do you actually have to...
Maybe not even drink the whole thing.
Just
but
order.
You surely got to order one.
You have to do something other than just set foot in,
how
inside
how close
of a...
together are these pubs if you have to average 5 an hour?
It's Australia. What else is there to do?
There's huge patches of nothing, but little patches of a whole lot.
I guess you'd have to be in a major city, right? Like, you would have to do this in Sydney or Perth or something.
Melbourne.
120 different pubs in a day. Like, even if you're driving.
I think I've just figured out my afternoon.
It's the Morning Crew on Rock 104.
It's 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Before 10 this morning, your chance to qualify for a getaway to Panama City Beach. Escape to Paradise Excursion number 3 will be awarded on Monday. So everybody who is qualified now and will be qualified up until Monday, you'll be in the running for Monday's drawing. Of course, we've got a total of 4 drawings still, right? Got to Mondays and then 3 more after that. So you still got plenty of chances to get you a great getaway. 85 for a high today with mostly cloudy skies. We're at 70 in Hattiesburg. You guys feel like doling out a little bit of advice?
Hell yeah.
Wow. Usually you're not so hell-bent on this, but...
Yeah, I'm ready to give it to them.
Okay, very good. We've called through the email inbox, found a couple here, and we're going to let you ask the Morning Crew.
I need your advice.
My advice to you.
Take my advice.
My advice.
I'm starting to think maybe I should spend an hour or two on the couch with you.
Well, let me give you a little advice.
I'm listening.
All right, so she writes in, "Hey, Morning Crew, listen every morning. Love the show. Would love to know if you can help me out with this little problem. I'm getting some blowback from some parents because of the invitation I sent out for my 5-year-old's birthday party." Well, this is rather timely. My grandson's celebrating his 8th birthday today. So happy birthday, John. Anyway, back to the email here. She writes, "I requested each attendee," again to her son's 5th year birthday party, "I requested each attendee to bring a gift with a value of at least $50.
Hey now. Yeah.
Some of the mothers thought I was kidding, but I'm not. I don't think there's anything wrong with requesting an expensive gift. Cheap ones get discarded, broken, or donated. Asking for an expensive gift for my son ensures that this doesn't happen. Is my thinking on this wrong? Love to have your guys' opinion."
I think it's genius. I think it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice if we lived in a world where such a thing was possible, where you could just ask that of other parents and they would play along. But that's just, of course, how could you not predict that you were going to get blowback?
People are cheap. But yeah, this is only going to make sure that the ones that, you know, have a little money to throw around are going to show up.
Oh, I see. It's kind of like why you trick-or-treat in nice neighborhoods, full-size candy bars.
Exactly right. Super smart. I should have done this with my kids' birthday parties.
See, I think even the rich folk are going to feel exploited, you know? Plus, you've sort of set up a situation where now every single birthday party that your kid gets invited to, it's going to be sort of an unspoken understanding that you're going to buy an expensive gift too, because she's justifying, right? She's like, well, expensive or cheap gifts get thrown away and discarded, so we really ought to be buying all of us $50 gifts, which, okay, then, you made the rules, then play by them, lady. Well, why would she even say this out loud? You're setting yourself up for a giant expense.
I mean, just don't take your kid to any of the other birthday parties.
And see, this is going to be the real effect, is now your child will not have anyone at his birthday. Which, for a five-year-old, is crushing. Glad you think it's funny.
Got one present, and it was just a Keurig.
And you know what? See, that's the thing. To be honest, what you're probably going to end up having, even the people that attend, they're going to get a gift that might have cost $50 at one point. Right? That's when you go to Dirt Cheap or Ollie's. Start picking through the clearance.
Oh, there you go. There you go. You paid $5 for it.
Right.
Suggested retail value is $49.99. So I think I'm good.
What's a five-year-old going to do with an expandable garden hose?
Let's dive right on in and see what we can dish up in the way of some entertainment news, gossip, and the such.
Oh, got bad news for you. Pretty big bummer.
Okay.
Quentin Tarantino has announced the cancellation of his film that he's been working on called The Movie Critic. He previously announced it as his final film. Brad Pitt's already been cast. The film would have been his 10th feature.
He's famously have said he's only going to do 10 movies, and that is going to be it.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Maybe he wanted a better movie.
Okay, so... but why limit yourself to 10?
Because he's weird.
I mean, he's not a geezer. He's got another good 20 years in him if he can, you know, keep his cholesterol down.
Don't know.
I've just never understood why if you were that talented of a filmmaker, why would you just, I'm done! Bizarre to me. But he says that he will be working on another project, so we'll see what he comes up with. And here's one other thing. I'm surprised at this, by the way. Martin Scorsese and Leonardo DiCaprio are teaming up again, this time for a new biopic about Frank Sinatra. You might remember not that long ago, Leonardo DiCaprio said he would not be in a movie directed by Martin Scorsese ever again because he was made fun of so much on the set of Killers of the Flower Moon.
So much for that.
Yeah, there's a scene where they have to spank him with a wooden paddle.
Sure.
And apparently De Niro was just having a heck of a time laughing about that, and Scorsese was getting in on the fun. And DiCaprio was like, I'm taking my ball and going home. Nope, that didn't last very long. This is a biopic about Frank. Variety reported on the project, revealing that Jennifer Lawrence is also being considered to play Sinatra's second wife, Ava Gardner. Odd casting. The film has already gained significant attention from studios, including Sony and Apple. However, approval from Sinatra's daughter, Tina, who oversees her father's estate, is still required and has not been given as of yet. Now, this will be the 7th time that DiCaprio and Scorsese have collaborated, including Gangs of New York, The Aviator, The Departed, Shutter Island, The Wolf of Wall Street, and Killers of the Flower Moon, which came out last year and was something of a disappointment.
To you.
Yeah, a lot of people really liked it. That wasn't the greatest acting job by DiCaprio.
Well, he's getting paddled.
I think he actually got paddled. I'm not entirely sure.
Well, that wasn't acting. That was
method
real.
Acting. Yeah.
Well, sure. They usually put a pad in your bum.
Yeah.
You kind of have like an armor butt.
Sure. Not this time.
Not this time. We wanted authenticity.
He doesn't deserve that.
In fact, drill holes in it.
He was in Critters 3.
The sequel. What's beating Gilbert Grape? Okay, I'm done.
All right, that means it's my turn.
Yes, sir.
All right. Speaking of upcoming musician biopic news, Jeremy Allen White, you know who that is?
No.
I do not.
But he has amazing initials.
Jaw. He's the dude in the Hulu series, or FX series on Hulu, The Bear, about... working as short line cooks.
Okay. Not familiar
with
that
also, either. He most recently was in the Iron Claw where he played Kerry Von Erich, the Texas Tornado.
Okay.
Well, he's in talks to play the boss, Bruce Springsteen, in an upcoming biopic called Deliver Me From Nowhere. You excited about that?
I really have a hard time when biopics are about people whose lives are not done yet.
And this is not going to be like a cradle to grave biopic or cradle to near grave biopic. It's only going to focus on him creating the iconic record Nebraska.
Okay.
Which would have been, what was that, early 80s?
Okay, so it's a limited...
81, 82?
Yeah.
A limited window of his life.
Before Born in the USA.
That's
so, yeah.
A safer right before move. That. That's yeah. A safer move, because with biopics, you got to be real careful. Something might happen afterward that should have been in the movie, right? Imagine for a second, they make an O.J. Simpson biopic in 1991. How awkward would that film be?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, what if Bruce Springsteen cures cancer?
Yeah.
You know,
there you go.
5 years.
Right.
Finally figure out why the Calliope crashed to the ground.
Right. What if he marries Taylor Swift?
I tell you what, man, I lived a crazy life, man, but I never thought I'd ever develop a cure for cancer. You know, it took Clarence, man. I said, cancer, I've had it with you, brother. And I set out. I said, I'm going to wipe out cancer, man. In 5 years, I did, man.
5 years.
And
sorry, I'm late, Stevie.
And Taylor Swift called me up and said, man, I saw what you did. Fighting that cancer, man. You want to go out? And we did, man. We hit it off, man. And the rest is history.
How does his wife, Patty, feel about all that?
Hell, man, she's...
Sister wife now?
She's a new age woman, man.
Cancer is leaving this town. You see that? You got to be careful.
Yes.
It all sounds implausible till it happens.
Point taken.
And we'll throw one more out there for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
For those of you keeping score at home, Journey, their greatest hits album, has spent 800 weeks now on the Billboard 200 chart. So folks finally getting around to picking that one up.
You know what I think it is?
Kids finding it.
Every year, there's some kid that turns 17.
Never heard it before.
Finally has his own iTunes account, and his parents let him spend money, and he's got to get that Journey album. It's a staple.
It ranks as the third largest charting album in the U.S. So,
probably the world.
So congratulations, Filipino guy.
So,
I don't think he gets any royalties from singing someone else's song.
You know what number one and number another two are?
Number one is Dark Side
of
the
Moon. Dark Side of the Moon, right.
Okay,
right.
Abbey Road?
No.
Two is going to be Frampton?
No.
Back in Black?
No.
Eagles' Greatest Hits?
Mm-mm.
Hotel California?
Nope.
Depeche Mode's Greatest Hits?
No. It's a bit of an upset.
Is it anything by Black Oak Arkansas?
Is it the White Album?
No. It's not a Beatles album at all.
Okay.
Michael Jackson Thriller.
No, it's not Michael Jackson Thriller.
What is happening? Is it Taylor Swift?
No.
Taylor's version.
No, Dark Side of the Moon's been on the charts since 1973. Journey since 1988 with Greatest Hits. Bob Marley and the Wailers, Legend, is at number two.
Which I guess is a compilation.
I'll be honest.
Posthumous compilation,
that's a
I believe.
Disappointing revelation.
Sorry.
That's, not that he doesn't have really good songs, but it's not like every single song he put out was absolute genius.
Do you run into many Marley fans? I mean, I know they're out there, and I like his stuff. Don't get me wrong.
Buffalo Soldier's a good song.
But it's like the Eagles' Greatest Hits, Volume 2, has sold
771. So much. Well, as of March 1st of 2023, had been on the Billboard 200 for 771 weeks.
Also, if I can say this. A lot of reggae sounds like a lot of other reggae. You know?
Well, to the untrained ear, it would.
Yeah, yeah. Steel drum, offbeat guitar, offbeat guitar. Well, you know?
There goes all our Jamaican listeners.
I'm sorry!
All right. With that, we'll close the the dish this morning. I want to thank Heather Brown, again, dropping in early this morning to talk about the... the In Plain Air event that's going on in downtown Laurel, basically
tomorrow. Bring in food.
And she brought tamales, and she wanted us to sample them. Her husband made them. Flavor-wise, they're really good.
I've sampled six of them.
I've had two. They're flavor-wise, they're very good. But, yes, Heather, your concern about them being a little on the dry side is on point.
Yeah, but once you dip them in a whole bunch of Taco Bell fire sauce.
If you got some Taco Bell packets laying around like we do here, it takes care of the problem altogether. It's not even really a problem.
Mm.
But the flavor is on point.
This is going to tear my insides off.
That means it's working.
I always forget when I have tamales, like four or five bites in, I'm like, oh, yes, half of this is corn.
Well... yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's been ground up, but that just makes it like 80 grit sandpaper.
I remember as a kid growing up, would have the hot tamales candy.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
And so I had those before I ever actually had a real tamale.
And the first time you had them, you're like, why is this not cinnamon?
Yeah, it's like I was so disappointed in an actual tamale that it did not taste like a hot tamale candy.
I thought it was a dessert.
It's like, what is this?
Why is this not round and red?
What is this? What is this plant wrapped around it? What is this for?
I found a spare tamale. It fell in the armrest of my chair.
Just been wallering on it.
I looked over and I was like, oh, free tamale.
How in the hell did it get there?
It rolled off probably.
It was something to see.
The expression on his face was surprise and delight. It was.
And he looked at me like, did you put a tamale here?
It was pocket tamale.
It was very akin to like a small child on Christmas Day who thinks he's already opened all of his presents and looks under the tree and there's one more with his name on it.
The hot tamale's tucked behind the roll top desk like a Red Ryder BB gun just hiding, waiting for you.
Careful, you'll put your eye out.
And with the tamale that'll burn because the spice.
Mm.
The flavor is really good, really really good.
Did you say pork?
No, it's a Boston butt.
Isn't Boston butt a pork?
Yeah, you're right. It is. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. But she said a Boston butt roast, and I'm thinking, okay,
is this beef? No, it's a hamburger, idiot.
Once I think of I hear roast, and I automatically just go to beef. Just that's where my mind goes immediately.
Cows aren't allowed in Boston, Tom.
Really? You guys feel like solving another problem? Because it worked so well an hour or so ago?
Yeah, we kicked ass last time.
All right. Yeah, kicked ass so bad you broke the computer over here.
Spent 5 minutes ripping on a mom.
Well, get ready, because here you go.
I need your advice.
My advice to you.
Take my advice.
My advice.
I'm starting to think maybe I should spend an hour or two on the couch with you.
Well, let me give you a little advice.
I'm listening.
Well, since you guys were so on point with the last one, let's give you another one to try to solve. It's another young lady who writes in to us. You guys obviously don't have anybody else to ask these problems to, but we'll do the best we possibly can. She writes, hey, Morning Crew dudes, several friends are calling me a bridezilla. Call me the bridezilla because I've asked my bridesmaids to go on a diet and start working out so they can look their best for my wedding day.
Sure.
Some of my friends are good with my request and... say, well, once you accept an invitation to be a bridesmaid, you need to do everything you can to please the bride. My other friends say my request is over the line, and I should just accept people for who they are. Now, I've been dreaming about my wedding day since I was a little girl, and I want my bridesmaids to look perfect. So is my request out of bounds? Am I actually a bridezilla?
I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah, shouldn't you try to maintain your diet and exercise anyway?
Okay. I'm not going to disagree with that.
But this is a job, and for a job, you have to meet requirements.
Yeah, right.
And one of the requirements is to not be a fatty.
Good grief. Well, you know what? That's the thing, is you don't have to say yes.
Right.
You know?
Right. You're easily replaceable.
Wow.
Saddlebags.
Well, as is customary, we wrap up each and every morning by thanking y'all for letting us be a part of your day. And that you've done so for better than two decades now is very humbling and kind of frightening in a stalker sort of way. Just saying. But appreciate it nonetheless. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your morning and you guys being a part of ours. We do appreciate that. We got a lot of stuff coming up this weekend. We had Heather Brown telling us about the In Plein Air event, which actually, I guess, more or less for adults is tomorrow, and then it's a kids thing on Saturday. We've got information up on the Facebook pages. You can go to the webpage and learn more there. It's a pretty simple website. It's, what is it, artandlaurel.com? Paintandlaurel.com. Paintinlaurel.com. It's got all the information on the In Plein Air event, which again, tomorrow for adults, Saturday for kids, and it benefits a great cause, the domestic abuse shelter in Laurel. So that's a good thing. Other things that we got coming up tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Southern Miss baseball back at Pete Taylor Park against Louisiana Monroe. The YMCA, the Family Y, has got their Healthy Kids Day scheduled for Saturday from 9 a.m. until 11 at the Y on Veterans Memorial Drive. Also on Saturday, if you like crawfish, it's your day. You've got the Community Bank Downtown Crawfest in Downtown Laurel. That's going on in the City Beautiful on Saturday. Also, the Downtown Crawfish Jam happening here in Hattiesburg at Walthall Park. Both are ticketed events, so you might want to kind of plan just a little bit ahead of that, although I understand for both events, tickets will be available at the gate, so that's kind of cool there. And also on Saturday, it's Record Store Day of the Dog with our friends at T-Bone Records. In fact, we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in the morning. In the meantime, for Flying Brian Hicks and John Lamar, I'm Tom Colts. Grab your kids all up. Give them a big old hug. Tell them how much you love them. You don't have yourself a great rest of your Friday, Eve, Thursday, one, because I didn't wish it so. God bless. We'll see you back here in the morning.
Gosh. Tamale. Tamale in the throat.
The Rock 104 Morning Crew.